This is a story with a beginning and a middle, but no end. On the night of February 22, 1960, the scene around Shriver Hall on the campus of Johns Hopkins University was busy and crowded. The students were there to attend a concert by no less than Duke Ellington himself, an African-American who was arguably among the greatest jazz pianists in the world. Donald Perry, then a junior, day-hopping from his home at 3917 Barrington Road, was there. He remembers, "Some student activists and civil rights issues saw so famous a celebrity as Duke Ellington on campus as an opportunity to advance their agenda. They had been trying unsuccessfully to integrate the Blue Jay restaurant nearby on St. Paul Street," end quote. The concert went well, and afterwards several students persuaded Mr. Ellington to personally visit the Blue Jay. It would be about 11:30 that evening, and asked to be seated. Mr. Ellington was willing, and so, in company of several aides, rode over to the Blue Jay in his band's bus to protest the restaurant's policy of refusing to serve African Americans. Their plans called for a late-night snack in the restaurant for Mr. Ellington, and so make a point. African Americans had the right to be served in any restaurant in the region of the Hopkins campus, even if refusal meant closing down the restaurant. But the Blue Jay management got wind of what was going on, and when the party arrived, they found the restaurant closing down. But the Blue Jay management got wind of what was going on, and when the party arrived, they found the restaurant closing down about an hour before it would typically. Clearly, and despite the presence on the scene of an African-American of Mr. Ellington's stature, the management of the Blue Jay restaurant was not going to change its policy of refusing service to African-Americans. They would shut the place down first. End of story? Not quite. 2 days later, the Blue Jay restaurant burned to the ground. Arson was suspected, but investigation determined that it was not. There has never been an explanation for this fire. So the Blue Jay is gone, and Duke Ellington is gone, and the student activists have all graduated and are scattered around the country. And nobody knows how this story ends.